With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge has voiced concerns over a Texas law.
U.S. District Court David Ezra, a Reagan appointee, says it would be a nightmare if the nation became a patchwork of states enforcing different immigration laws. Ezra is considering a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Justice Department. It's the first legal test of what opponents have called the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since a 2010 Arizona law that was partially struck down by the Supreme Court. Ezra says he hopes to rule on the case with enough time for any appeals before the law takes effect on March 5th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is off the stand after giving combative testimony while being pressed about cash and vacations she took with prosecutor Nathan Wade. Wade took the stand first, saying trips that he took with Willis were paid with cash and he could not provide receipts. Willis admitted to using Cash App, but said any interaction she had with Wade involved cash. Police chief in Kansas City says the Super Bowl shooting started as a dispute between several people. Police Chief Stacey Graves said two of the shooters are juveniles. Ford is weighing a production move after a costly union strike last year.
The CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, says the contentious strike last year by United Auto Workers members has changed the company's relationship with the union and could affect production locations in the future. Farley tells a global conference, as they look to transition from gas to electric vehicles, they'll have to think carefully about their manufacturing footprint. He says Ford always took pride in a good relationship with union workers and deliberately kept operations in the U.S. instead of moving to Mexico. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life is underway.
Twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, the pro-life campaign organizes prayer vigils outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. Every year, things happen. Women decide not to have abortions. Clinic workers quit their jobs. And occasionally, a clinic closes altogether. The movement went international a few years ago, now involving more than 650 cities in the U.S. and abroad. To find a vigil in your neighborhood, just visit 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia State Senate committee is working on legislation that would bar private school teachers from talking to students about so-called gender identity without parental permission. Republican State Senator Cardin Summers says the bill is needed to make sure parents aren't excluded from discussions on so-called transgenderism. However, some conservatives say the proposal is a flawed attempt to regulate private schools. This is SRN News. Firefighters are hurt in a Los Angeles explosion.
The fuel tank of a burning truck exploded on Thursday in Los Angeles, injuring seven firefighters who were battling the blaze, including two critically. The explosion occurred shortly before 7 in the morning in the Wilmington neighborhood, a fire department spokesperson said in an interview. The wreckage of the explosion left debris around the remains of the truck and knocked down nearby signage. It also exploded a nearby transformer. A department spokesperson said the explosion was significant and the ball of flames was as high as telephone poles. They also added that the second fuel tank on the truck is still gassing and considered a minor threat. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he would rather see President Biden stay in office as opposed to President Trump returning to the White House. Putin said that a second Biden presidency would be better for Russia as Biden is more predictable. This is SRN News.